repeater now, so that hopefully cures their conjunction problem.
Yeah, Roger. Well, see, it's nice to have a radio with dual band options. Well, if you're on the UHF, I might have to adjust the timing there again, because usually the timing is quicker there on the UHF side. But we'll just leave it for now, and I got lots going on here this week, so probably won't get to it till next week, but we'll use this as a test period and see how it behaves there. Over.
Yes, exactly right. Hopefully it's finally figured out here. But yeah, we'll leave it for a bit, and if there's no issues, and then I'll definitely just use this repeater. I shut the VHF one off and turned on this UHF one. Anyway, good stuff, Randy. Sounding good. And definitely keep me posted if you hear anything, because I'm not hearing it here. But it's always quiet until somebody comes on. But the squelch, even when the squelch was opening there or whatever, I wasn't hearing it here.
Yeah, you won't actually, but the rest do. That's why I sent you that link there. That way you can verify it for yourself there. And I think I sent you that link before there, but maybe I haven't. So, but now you got it. So, anyways, you can monitor if it's causing an issue on that website I sent you. So, got another call coming in here. I'll be right back with you, though. If you're going to be around, B4NW, B5RJM.
Yeah, go ahead, Randy. I'll be kicking around here. B5RJM, B4NW, going to monitor.
Well, that was a quick QSO. That's all right. Able to answer the question there quickly. Anyways, Albert, which radio are you using? You still using that FTM 6000, the ASU one, or did you switch radios too? Over.
No, I'm using what you sent there. Just change frequency, that's all.
Yeah, Roger. You know, a person might have got rid of that CWID by doing that too. Might have solved a couple of issues. Back to you.
Well, you won't get no more IDing because we're not on V5ROD anymore. This is just a straight standalone UHF repeater. It's It's VA4FFR.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, probably the range is not as good, maybe, as the other one, but anyways, I will try it this way and go from there. So, is that repeater located at your home QTH then? Over.
Yep, roger. It's kind of a home-built deal that I made up here quite a while ago. I was just sitting under the bench here, but a couple of CDM 1250 radios picked up cheap. So, yeah, that's what I'm using. Anyway, the phone's ringing, Randy. Same problem. I'll get back to you at 4NW.
Yeah, no problem. Sounds good. VE4NWV5RJM. We'll be monitoring.
Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, I believe. Here is Victor Echo 3 X-ray Delta Bravo. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You're coming in awfully quiet. I had to turn my volume way up here to hear you. VE3 X-ray Bravo, I missed that rest of your call there. Go ahead. Name here is Randy. Back to you. Not sure if I talked to you before or not, but I got the volume turned up now, so I'll hear you a little better. Back to you.
Oh, very good, Randy. Yeah, I have to remember on this radio that the volume is a bit quiet, so hopefully it's a bit better now. Yeah, my name is Doug. I'm the QTH of Kitchener, Ontario. Yes, we've definitely spoken before. I'm just testing out a new DV switch control panel that I've created, and it seems to be working well. So that's great. You're hearing me, so that means it worked to connect and disconnect and change modes and all kinds of things. So it's working well. Back to you from VE3XDV.
VE7SLZ.
Oh, fine business. Yeah, it's always nice to get another system up and going there, and kudos on that. So, VE3 X-ray Delta Bravo, VE5RJM. Hopefully I got that call sign correct. You're still coming in quite quiet, even though I got my volume cranked. So, anyways, I can copy you better now. So, like I say, I got my volume cranked right up here. So, you might have to make some adjustments there if you continue to use it there. So, anyways, 5x5 for a signal report there. Full quieting. Otherwise, back to you.
Oh, very good, Randy. Thank you so much. I'll say 73 for now. I'll go try and adjust this audio and make it better. Thanks again. This is VE3XDV 73.
Yeah, thanks for the QSO this morning, and good morning to you. And actually, it's probably getting close to your lunchtime there. So, hopefully you guys don't get too much rain today. And we're going to have a pretty hot day here. So, I think some parts of the province are going to be around 33 degrees here. So, We're going to be a little bit cooler, about 26 here. But winds are good. Sun is shining, so that's all we can ask for. Perfect. Anyway, 7-3s. Have yourself a great rest of the day there. Maybe talk to you a little bit later on. VE3, X-ray Delta Bravo, VE5 RJM.
V5, RGM before NW.
Well, that was a fairly short telephone call there, so still monitoring here and doing a few things on the computer here. I got a late start today. I sucked in. Oh, boy. Never did that in a long time, so went to bed early, too, last night, so I don't know. I guess the fresh air outside last night, yesterday, played me out, so once I had my supper, I was pretty much done last night. About 8 o'clock, went to bed, so that's a first for me. But how's everything going there? You guys been having fun camping and all that sort of thing? Enjoying the site there at the provincial park there, over?
Yeah, Roger, it's been pretty good summer. Didn't spend as much time as I wanted to out there, but we did spend some time. And mostly running around for different appointments and stuff like that. And, we'll be rigging out in a couple more weekends. And other than that, it's been pretty good. No forest fires chasing us out this year. We had one up north there, and that was about all of them was this year. So it was pretty good.
Yeah, in Saskatchewan here too, it's on the forest fire front there. We're way down on our fires this year. Last year was our bad year, and people are still rebuilding. A lot of people lost their homes and so forth and property, and it takes a while to rebuild from that when you lose everything. You know. Just hopefully, they had insurance and they're able to get rebuilt, I guess. A lot of people didn't. Your property and your home and goes up into shambles there and your investment is gone. There's still a few people I know that are still, people talking here that they're still in the rebuilding process, getting things organized and all that sort of thing. Got new homes placed and all that. So maybe another year, everything will be back to normal again, as much as you can say normal. But fine business on that. You never get enough time camping. I know it's like that for us here too. So Michelle's got a few more years to work there. So and once she retires, then we're going to be doing full time stuff like that, little traveling, that sort of thing. So that's what I'm hoping for, anyway. So we're planning for that already a little bit. Just talking about it and. quite a ways in the distance here yet for us, but still, it comes up quick. So, anyhow, you're sounding good here on the system, 5x5, full quieting. Audio level's good, too, and everything like that. So whatever you set up there is working just fine. And kudos there on the home-built repeater there. Yeah, that works great.